My experience tells me that first and foremost, the leadership must be sincere. There must be a leadership and not merely leaders, because when you chop off the head of a leader, the movement collapses. When you have a leadership, they at least consolidate and continue the struggle. They must have ideological clarity, which first and foremost means they must have conceptual clarity. And I find that it is conceptual illiteracy which is a great problem in the general community, but conceptual confusion and conceptual illiteracy at the level of the leadership is unforgivable. They must know what they are talking about, and they must commit themselves. So they must make themselves aware conceptually. They must choose a direction, and they must commit themselves to that direction, so that we can actually deliver what needs to be delivered on the basis of that unity, that leadership, and that sincerity, and that fearlessness.